With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Interior Department today said it will lift Endangered Species Act protections for grizzly bears in the Yellowstone National Park region. Those protections have been in place for more than 40 years. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said today that the recovery of Yellowstone's grizzlies is one of the nation's great conservation success stories and that the bears are no longer threatened. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service plans to turn over grizzly bear management to Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming by late July. The states plan to allow limited bear hunts outside park boundaries. Andrea Santacieri, senior attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, says the move is premature.
The grizzly bear population in and around Yellowstone right now is completely isolated. It's not connected to any other grizzly bear populations. Delisting them and removing federal protections is just going to make it harder for grizzly bears in Yellowstone to ever connect with any other populations in Montana or Idaho.
Grizzlies have been listed as a threatened species since 1975, when fewer than 200 bears roamed in and around Yellowstone. The Fish and Wildlife Service previously delisted Yellowstone area grizzlies in 2007, but federal courts put a stop to that, saying the agency failed to adequately study declines in the bears' food sources. The Western Environmental Law Center has said it plans to sue again to stop delisting this time. The federal government estimates that there are now more than 700 grizzlies in the Yellowstone region. The delisting announcement does not affect threatened grizzlies living in other areas of northwestern Montana and northern Idaho. The city of Missoula has taken ownership of the water utility that serves its residents after a three-year court battle. The city bought Mountain Water Company for $84 million and paid another $6.8 million to developers who had a claim against the company. A separate bundle of transition costs, the bulk of which are attorney's fees, amounts to $7.5 million. Mayor John Ingen said city attorneys originally estimated the legal cost would be $400,000. Missoula won the right to buy the utility in an eminent domain case. It joins all the 128 cities and towns in Montana in controlling and owning its own water and distribution system. Ginny Merriam is the communications director for the city of Missoula.
Water will continue to come out of everyone's tap when you turn the water on. Most of the ways that people will be able to pay their bill, for instance, will stay the same.
Merriam says there are no immediate plans to change the rates. Visit our website, mtpr.org, for more information on the transition. Air Force investigators have identified the remains of a New Mexico-based airman who vanished in the mountains of Montana in June 1974. The family of Rudy Red Victor in Littleton, Colorado, recently received word from the Air Force that investigators believe Victor died not long after he fled from a car between Helena and Great Falls during a fight with his girlfriend. A brand inspector found the skull in 1982. Tests at the time were unable to identify the person and the remains were cataloged and shelved. Last year, an Air Force cold case unit reviewed the file and dental records concluded the skull belonged to Victor. The coroner's office determined he likely died the day he leapt from the car or soon after.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. A Montana businessman has pleaded not guilty to wire fraud and nine other federal charges after being charged with taking more than $2 million from people who believed they were investing in oil and gas leases. The Flathead Beacon reports John Kevin Moore of Big Fork entered his pleas during a hearing in Great Falls on June 12th. Prosecutors said Moore established two businesses, one to buy oil and gas leases and another to obtain and sell fine art. Prosecutors say he collected $2.7 million from 36 investors and made payments to earlier investors with money from later investors. The National Park Service has reopened the Avalanche Lake Trail after the path was closed due to grizzly bear activity. The Flathead Beacon reports the trail on the west side of Glacier National Park reopened Wednesday afternoon. The trail was closed earlier this week after the Park Service received multiple reports of grizzly bears approaching people. Park officials encourage visitors to travel in groups and make loud noises by calling out or clapping their hands at frequent intervals, especially near streams and at blind spots on trails. Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho officials say they won't declare open season on grizzly bears once federal Endangered Species Act protections are lifted for them in the Yellowstone National Park region. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service today announced that it plans to delist Yellowstone grizzlies at the end of July. That means that three states surrounding the park will take over jurisdiction of Yellowstone area bears. Those states have already submitted management plans that allow for limited hunting. but state officials say there is no rush, and managers in Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho have all said it's unlikely any hunting will be allowed this year. At a meeting of state, tribal, and federal grizzly bear managers in Shoto Tuesday, Martha Williams, head of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, said,
"We often think of species as being listed and then delisted. You think of it as a switch. Can we just get to delisting? It's a continuum. It's a process of recovery. It's not just one day listed and the next day delisted. And that Montana and the other states have been engaged in this for a long time."
The federal government previously tried to delist Yellowstone grizzlies in 2007. A lawsuit stopped that action, saying more study of bears' food sources was needed. At least one conservation group has said it plans to sue over this delisting plan as soon as the courts allow it. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.